Let's give her a hand as she comes up and shares the message this morning.
What a great morning it's been. Absolutely amazing. Right, Alistair tells me that I'll see a little button that is remote, and I can't see that at the moment, Alistair. Oh, I'm already there. So it's already done. Technical things are not my strong point, shall we say. Wow, you're a good-looking bunch. Do you want to have a look? Just so I get it right. That's because I didn't do what you told me to do, did I? Which is, I can see it now. I can see that I didn't. I can remember what he told me to do now. Okay, wow, what a great morning. And, you know, there has been a theme going through this morning. You know, the Holy Spirit has already been talking to us. And I'm going to be talking about the attribute of God, the character of God as the Lord of the breakthrough. You probably noticed that he's already been talking to us about that this morning, which is always encouraging. Pete did an awesome introduction to our series last week. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to that, do go onto the church app and have a listen to that, because he really set the scene for it. I just want us to pause and just pray for a moment. I just want you to put your hand on your heart. And I just believe that the Holy Spirit is saying that he wants us to open up our hearts to what he wants to say to us, continue to say to us this morning. And if you're not, if you think, well, what does that mean? Just means be open. You know, our hearts are connected to our minds. And sometimes things cloud our mind, or things come in the way, and we can't be open to what God is saying. So, Lord, I pray this morning that you will reveal yourself to us as the Lord of the breakthrough, and that we will open up our hearts to you this morning, that we will open up our minds to you, to how you want to speak to us. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord, to what you want for us this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, the Lord of the breakthrough. Pete explained to us last week that Lord, or Yahweh, means the I am, who I am God, that Moses first encountered when God was sending him to Pharaoh and to let the Egyptians go. I am who I am, the eternal covenant-keeping God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, literally to be. So the Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah, sometimes is known of as, is the Lord of the breakthrough. Breakthrough. The word breakthrough, what comes into your mind when you think about the word breakthrough? To me, I think something needs to change, something needs to shift in my life or in my situation. Does that come up? Oh, it's worked. That's good. So what about the light bulb moment when the penny drops, when something... You just think, you're trying to do an assignment or something, and suddenly you think, oh, yes, that's what I need to write. Or everything just lines up. To me, that's breakthrough as well. Sometimes it's like an aha moment. It's like, oh, dear, I'm doing something wrong, or I'm going in the wrong direction. And when I was preparing this, I was reminded of a story of Jim and I when we first got married, quite a long time ago now. It'll be our 40th wedding anniversary next year, which we're excited about celebrating. I can't believe I'm saying that, because I still feel about 18. I don't feel that old. But I did get married at 19. so got married young. But we were setting off after the reception in our little green mini, the ones where it nearly touched the bottom of the floor, you know, you were just like chugging along. And it was covered in shaving foam. We'd cleared off stuff that people had put on it. And we were going to Kent for our honeymoon. And we were going along. We're like, oh, we need to go through the tunnel. And we were going through the Blackwall Tunnel. And we suddenly got that aha moment that said, you are not going in the right direction. We must have been chatting, or we'd prepared for the wedding but not prepared for the journey. And we're suddenly like, we are going in the wrong direction. We are going under the wrong tunnel. And it was that aha moment. And there was that first little thing of, well, you should have looked at the map. Well, you should have looked at the map. Okay, we just got married. We're really happy. Come on, let's turn around and go under the right tunnel. And we were about 2 hours late to our destination, but we got there okay. But it was that moment where it was like, okay, the light bulb has come on. We're going in the wrong direction. We understood that breakthrough moment. And it's a good job, really, because I wouldn't have wanted to stay in London for my honeymoon. So, okay, so let's have a look at some definitions of breakthrough. An act of overcoming or penetrating an obstacle or a restriction. This on here is Thomas Edison, and probably many of you know that found out how to created the light bulb, but it took him 10,000 attempts before he got it right. And he said, I've written it down, he said with each, he didn't see these attempts as failures, but with each attempt he gained information about what didn't work, bringing him closer to a solution. But he broke through in the end. So that's one form of breakthrough. A military offensive that penetrates the enemy's lines of defense. Now, in this case, it's the police, and anyone who's a policeman here may well have been involved in that. This is an enforcer that will break through into a house or into a situation. So it's that thing of penetrating the enemy's line of defense. And then here, a major achievement or success that permits further progress. And I was thinking of, you can think of so many, can't we? But I was thinking of Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. And I remember I wasn't very old at that point, and I was in something called Crusaders, which was a place where you could go and learn about God. And I remember that them making a really big deal of this at that time. And we had a calendar with Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. But of course, it has enabled us to make further progress, which is really good. So, God's nature and character is to break through and to break out. You know, he all the time is wanting to break through into our hearts, into our lives. He's all the time wanting to bring life and hope and freedom and light into dark situations. He wants to bring salvation to us. He wants us to know him. That's the first thing that he wants to break through into. And if, you know, this morning you're here and you don't know Jesus yet, or you haven't given your heart to him, you haven't invited him, you haven't asked him, told him that you want to follow him, he wants to break into your life this morning. He wants to bring light into dark situations. He wants to bring his abundant life into your life this morning. And so even now, just keep your heart open and Just allow God to just do that journey with you. He always wants to make a way where there seems to be no way. You remember you might know the story of the Israelites and how they were brought out of Egypt, how Moses was used as a deliverer and led them out of Egypt, and they were standing at the edge of the Red Sea, thinking the Egyptians are behind us and we've got to get through this. There seemed to be no way, but we know this, and many of us know the story, that God made the water go into a wall so they could walk through. And he says in Exodus 14:13, and this is one of my favorite breakthrough verses that I pray when I need a breakthrough. "Don't be afraid, just stand still and watch the Lord rescue. The Egyptians you saw before, you will see no more. The Lord himself will fight for you." And I love this, "just stay calm." You know, often when we're needing a breakthrough and the Red Sea is in front of us, it's like one of my default places is to panic and to try and work it out myself. And God says, "Don't be afraid, because I'm going to make a way where there seems to be no way." And I think I can think of lots of stories in my own life where God has made a way where there really wasn't a way. But I'm going to tell you about one, and that was a while back when many of you will know that Jim and I, my husband Jim, and I were missionaries in Poland for 5 years. And we were back here, and we'd been spending a bit of time here, and we had been praying. We'd used all of our own resources, all of our savings had dried up, and we were spending some time here, and we were praying for support and praying, and also asking God, "Do we go back?" And God was challenging us, "You need to go back." And we had £50 in the bank. We didn't tell anybody, but God was challenging us to go back to Poland, to drive back to Poland with that £50 in the bank. We knew that we needed to pay the rent when we got back on the flat that we were renting. We reckoned that we just about had enough money to drive back. But we were like, "Okay, God, this, you really do need to make a way. You really do need to, you know, if we're doing the right thing, then you need to do this." And we got back to Poland, and we were just in our flat, and we got a phone call from somebody from CGI, and they said, "Oh, hi, Sue, did you have a good journey back?" Yes, we had a good journey back, thank you. Still not saying anything. And that person said, "We took up an offering for you last Sunday, and it came to £1,500. And so we're transferring that into your bank account now." And we're like, "Thank you, God." And then we told the story, and we have decided as a church that we want to support you regularly. And so that was like confirmation, but it was one of those Red Sea moments where we needed God to break through for us, and God did. And over again, I could tell you so many stories, and many of you could probably tell many stories. You know, our God's character is to break through for us. And the next thing about God's character, about breakthrough, is for the impossible to become possible. And like we see that in many instances in Scripture. But, you know, when the angel appeared to Mary and said, basically, "You are going to carry Jesus in your womb," at that moment, there needed to be something that was impossible needed to come possible. And do you know that in the Greek, that possible means dunato. I don't think I pronounced that properly, but it comes from the root of dynamite, dynamic, and it means strong, mighty, powerful. So that word possible actually is the ability to act, God's ability to act and the power to accomplish something. So when we talk about possible, we're talking actually about the Lord of the breakthrough. The Lord of the breakthrough, the Lord Almighty, is behind that word possible. He has the power to accomplish something that is impossible. God's dynamic power, it's God's dynamic power to intervene and break through on our behalf. You know, get to know, as we're talking about the attributes of God, get to know your God, the character of your God. You know, I know God as the God of the breakthrough. And I just pray this morning, Lord, for anybody who doesn't know you yet as the Lord of the breakthrough, that they will start to know you as the one who breaks through and breaks out on their behalf. And that's everybody here. Nobody is exempt. You know, if you're sitting there thinking, well, that's all right for you, Sue, because you were a missionary in Poland. No, every day God breaks through on my behalf. Every day he's doing things. It wasn't just because I was a missionary in Poland, but it was a pretty dramatic thing for him to do. So he wants us, we're going to look at partnership, partnering with the Lord of the breakthrough this morning, because he wants us to partner with him as the Lord of the breakthrough. You know, he's the one that is prepared to break through, but often we need, all the time, we need to cooperate with him in order to see him break through. And a good prayer to pray every morning is, how can I partner with you today? And when I say that, I'm saying, how can I partner with you, the Lord of the breakthrough? How can I partner with you, the Lord of peace? How can I partner with you, the Lord my God? In what do you want to do today? And you know, there are moments when we find ourselves caught up in a breakthrough story. You know, as I'm saying that, just think about some of the things that have happened in your life. A God appointment. And it's at times like this that we need to cooperate and go with the flow. Now, I'm going to tell you a testimony hot off the press from last week. We were spending a few days, we had a few days break away. And we were staying with our daughter and son-in-law and two grandchildren in Nottingham. And we decided, which is absolutely great, and I love them to bits, but it's fairly hectic when, you know, you've got a one-year-old and a two-and-a-half-year-old around you, isn't it? Like Elijah would come into the guest room. Don't you know this is the guest room, Elijah? You know, he'd come in, open the door at like 6 o'clock, wake up, Nanny and Papa, which is lovely. And we're like, oh, yes, Elijah. Yes, okay. You want your milk. So we decided we'd put in our diary 2 days in a bed and breakfast. So we're all set. I rang up, found this amazing bed and breakfast not too far away, and we were heading there on the Thursday morning to have Thursday and Friday in this bed and breakfast. And on Wednesday, we hear a sound on our car, and Jim's like, I think it's the brakes. I think the brakes need doing. So we go into Vauxhall, and they look over the car, and they say, yes, we can do the brakes, but we need it tomorrow morning early, 8 o'clock. Now, that was not in my plan, to get up at 7:30 and drive halfway across Nottingham and leave my car at Vauxhall's for the day. I was going to bed and breakfast. I was having my 2 days of freedom. We had plans. But we found ourselves in a God appointment, a God connection, which was absolutely amazing. So we sat at Vauxhall and took the car in, sat there. I phoned the lady from bed and breakfast and said, we're going to be a little bit late, because she'd very kindly said we could come in at 10 o'clock, which was amazing. I said, we're going to be a bit late, but we're coming. And I'm like, is there a pub close by that we could have lunch? Because we're, you know, I told her the story, we're going to be like abandoned for the day at your bed and breakfast. So I'm thinking, I'm going to need some lunch. So she said, oh, don't worry, I can make you some sandwiches. Great, thank you very much. That's cool. So we get dropped off by Lizzie. Lizzie has to come pick us up, bless her, and then drop us over to this bed and breakfast. Anyway, this lady's lovely, and we just get talking to her. I told her what Lizzie and Dave do. They pastor the church, our CGI church, close to Nottingham. And we start having this amazing, like, spiritual conversation. And already start, you know, I've shared half my life story with her. Anyway, we're like, you know, we've come here to just rest and pray a bit. And she's like, oh, that's fine. She said, I'll call you when lunch is ready. And she's like, actually, oh dear, what's happened there? It's gone wrong. Okay, I'm not going to get distracted. So she's, can you take over, Alistair? So she's like, I'll call you when lunch is ready. Oh, and you need to meet my friend Pam. I'm thinking, I've come here for a break, okay? And anyway, so we end up at lunch. She's invited her friend Pam. She's invited her father. Her mother's not very well. Her father's round the table. We end up just being in this amazing God encounter where God is breaking through into these people's lives. Just amazing. And we ended up, Jim ended up like giving his testimony. We ended up praying around the dinner table, around the lunch table. And we had loads and loads of different conversations. When I went, she gave me a big hug. She's going to probably check out Catalyst Church. And she wouldn't let me pay for the lunch. She's like, you gave me so much. We found ourselves in the middle of God breaking out, breaking through into that lady's life, into that father's life. He's like, I wish I could have faith like you. And Jim sharing his faith story. And we prayed with him that he would be able to, that he would be able to find Jesus for himself. Absolutely amazing. And when you're in, and that would not have happened if the car had not gone wrong, because we would have arrived at the B&B and gone off for the day and found a pub to have lunch. But oh my goodness, it thrilled our souls to be part of a God appointment. And you know, sometimes breakthrough is sudden, and sometimes it requires a journey of perseverance and faith. You know, Rick, our lovely Rick Murrell, used to say we need to be strong enough for long enough. He always used to stand up here and stand in other places and say, we need to be strong enough for long enough. And often we don't see breakthrough because we pull back just before we see the reality of what we've been believing for. So let's have a look at some keys for partnering with the Lord of the breakthrough. The first place where it's mentioned was with King David, and in 2 Samuel 5, and I'm going to read some verses from there and just pull out a few things, from this about keys to partnering with the Lord of the breakthrough. And David became more powerful because the Lord of heaven's armies was with him. That's 2 Samuel 5, starting at verse 10, then going to 17. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king of Israel, they mobilized all their forces to capture him. But David was told they were coming, so he went into the stronghold. The Philistines arrived and spread out across the valley of Rehoboam. So David asked the Lord, should I go out and fight the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me? And the Lord replied to David, yes, go ahead. I will certainly hand them over to you. So David went to Baal Perazim, and he defeated the Philistines there. The Lord did it, David exclaimed. The Lord did it, David exclaimed. He burst through my enemies like a raging flood. He named that place Baal Perazim, which means the Lord who bursts through. It's interesting that people often call the Lord of the breakthrough Baal Perazim, but it was actually the place that was the place of the breakthrough. The Philistines had abandoned their idols there, so David and the men confiscated them. But after a while, the Philistines returned again and spread out across the valley of Rephaim. And again, David asked the Lord what to do. "Do not attack them straight on," the Lord replied. "Instead, circle around behind and attack them near to the poplar trees. And when you hear a sound like marching feet in the tops of the poplar trees, be on alert." I think I would. "That will be the signal that the Lord is moving ahead of you to strike down the Philistine army." So David did what the Lord commanded, and he struck down the Philistines all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. And we know that there was an amazing breakthrough. So we get the mention of another name of God here in verse 10. The Lord of hosts. And the Lord of hosts is mentioned 61 times in the Old Testament. And his name is Yahweh Sabaoth, or Jehovah Sabaoth. And Sabaoth means armies, and it's a reference to the angelic armies of heaven. And it can be translated the Lord of Heaven's armies. So the Lord of the breakthrough is the Lord of hosts, the Lord of Heaven's armies, the all-powerful ruler over the entire universe. And he intervenes to provide victory for his people. He is the Lord of the breakthrough. He's the commander of the angelic armies. He's the commander of the angelic armies. And this is who Joshua encounters. Do you remember, before he goes into Jericho, he encounters the man and he says, "Who are you? Are you for us or against us?" And he says, "I am the commander of the Lord's army." So he is the Lord of hosts. So Joshua encounters the Lord of hosts just before there's the breakthrough in Jericho. David has become mighty because the Lord of hosts is with him. We need to get to know who our God is. He is the Lord who breaks through for us. He has the victory. He breaks through for us. He is the Lord of hosts. He commands all of the angelic armies to be released into situations. So very quickly here, the first key is to depend on God. This was David's second battle as king. I love this picture of a child jumping into the father's arms. That is what God wants us to partner with him as the one who will fight for us, who will break through for us. Often we try to break through, but he says, "Depend on me." David went into the stronghold. The Philistines were trying to stop David, and they camped in the Valley of Rephaim, which actually means the Valley of Giants. This was too big for David. He needed the Lord of hosts to break through for him. And we need the Lord of hosts when we are surrounded by things that are too big for us. And just and then the second thing is to ask God what to do. You know, sometimes in my life, I forget to ask God what to do. The Bible says, David inquired of God. He asked for God's strategy for the breakthrough. And he didn't actually act until he heard from God. And David went to Baal Perazim, which is the place of breakthrough. And you know, the Lord of the breakthrough takes us to places where we need to see breakthrough so they can become a testimony of breakthrough. I think Si talked about that earlier, that, you know, God can't break through for us unless we're in places where we need breakthrough. He takes us to Baal Perazim, to the place of breakthrough, so that he can break through on our behalf. And I brought these, I hope the children are managing in the toilet, but, you know, I did feel a bit guilty, but then I saw there were two more, so that's okay. Just really quickly, I know time has gone, but, you know, if I put these, God is the God of the gap. He's the God of where we need to see the breakthrough. And, you know, if those are close together like that, then it's not going to take much for me to do that, is it? I'm not really going to need the Lord of hosts or the Lord of the breakthrough. But if the gap is bigger, so if that's over there and this is over here and I'm here, I try not to fall off, then I'm going to need, and this is the Valley of Rehum where the giants are, and I'm in the place of Baal Perazim where I need a breakthrough. I need somebody who's bigger than me. You know, it's impossible for me to do that. God will only break through. You know, sometimes we are so comfortable in our lives, aren't we? And we do not stretch out into places where we need to see God come through for us. So then it's interesting, isn't it? Because he says in there, it becomes a testimony of breakthrough. He burst through my enemies like a raging flood. So he named that place Baal Perazim, which means the Lord burst through. You know, it becomes a place of breakthrough. God wants us to have a testimony of breakthrough. Whether it's something huge or whether it's something small, we need to get to know the Lord of the breakthrough. And, you know, often God needs to break through in our hearts first to bring breakthrough. You know, I had a situation where I was asking about our house in Poland and we needed to see some breakthrough. And God gave me, I was spending some time with God, and God gave me a vision of, he showed me Jesus and me outside the house in Poland, and he gave me a key, and he said, you have the key to unlocking the house in Poland. I can't tell you the whole story, but we needed to see some breakthrough. And I said to God, well, I prayed every prayer I can pray. You know, I've taken authority over this. I've done this. I've done this. And God just kept saying, you have the key. And what happened in the end was a few weeks later, God showed me that the key to breakthrough was in my heart, that I had actually hardened my heart towards the situation and Poland and that whole situation. And as God broke through in my heart, as I repented and said, so I'm so sorry, God, because I thought it was everybody else's fault. And we often do. When we need a breakthrough, we're often thinking it's everybody else's fault. But I was shown that actually I needed to repent from having a hard heart. And then God started to work and give us strategies to open up that house, his kingdom place in Poland again. And that's an ongoing story. So then the next one is, number three, is deal with the things that the enemy leaves behind. God wants us to walk in freedom. You know, the Philistines had left their idols. And David said, well, we're getting rid of those. We're not keeping them here in this place of breakthrough. And when there's been a breakthrough, we may need to deal with old habits and attitudes so they don't drag us back into that place of captivity. You know, God wants us to live free. And I haven't got time to expand on that this morning, but things that have become idols, anything that we put above God, often we need to deal with. The lies of the enemy, thought patterns, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable. And then because what I went into after God had broken through in my life in that situation to do with Poland is, God, I'm just such a failure, you know. I've wasted like 9 years. How can you use me again? And this lie of the enemy just kept going round and round. And I had to repent from that. And God said to me, I don't waste anything. I've been working in your life. I've been breaking through in your life. I needed to break through in your life in order for the next season, a breakthrough. And so I had to repent from having that thought and renounce it, say, God, I'm not going to think like that anymore. I'm not going to go around in that circle, and release it to God and allow him to take away and to renew my mind. And then the last thing is listen for the sound of breakthrough. Listen for the sound of breakthrough. There was two sounds that came in that passage. The sound of rushing water. And where do we hear that? We hear that in the Bible in Revelation 1:15. The voice of the Lord, Jesus' voice, is as the sound of many waters. You know, when the bursting forth of waters, it was Jesus, the Lord of the breakthrough, that they were hearing. Listen for the sound of breakthrough. A sound like the marching of feet in the trees. The angel army. That was the angel army. What is the sound of breakthrough that you're hearing? I know time is going, but just take a moment to think, what is the sound of breakthrough that you're hearing? You know, the Philistines came again and David asked God again, what do I do? We need to continue to get God's strategy in situations, not just do the same things again. They needed to hear the sound of God moving. They needed to hear what God was doing and move with it. And we should expect in these days to see more supernatural activity. We should expect to see the Lord of hosts going out before us. You know, we went to pray around the prison walls in Chelmsford recently, and we were praying about drugs being thrown over the wall. And God gave us a picture as we were praying of lining up the angelic army around that prison. And on that Sunday morning, three prisoners gave their life to Jesus. You know, when we pray and expect God to do things supernaturally, he will. God needs to open our eyes, open our ears to hear the sound of breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. So, and we're hearing the sound at the moment. We're hearing the sound at the moment that the Lord of the breakthrough is moving across our nation. We saw that what the sound at the moment is, rise up, church, and pray for people to come to know me. Rise up, church, and be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we're getting involved in that Thy Kingdom Come. Because I think that is a very significant way in which God is uniting his church, those who have different emphasis, and God is breaking through, and I believe we're going to see a great revival in our nation this year. You know, get involved with that Thy Kingdom Come. We're going to have 48 hours of prayer in the city. There's information in your newsletter. Let's listen for the sound of what God is doing and then put the sails up. Go with the flow. So to summarize, keys for partnering with God. Depend on him. Ask him what to do. Deal with the things the enemy leaves behind. And listen for the sound of breakthrough. So this morning, as I've been speaking and as God's been speaking to us throughout the morning, just take a moment now, and the children as well, as they've been in their session, we're going to just pray. So just open your hearts again. Let's not rush off from the way that God has been speaking to us. So I'd like to give an opportunity for anybody who doesn't know Jesus to accept Jesus, to follow, to decide, I want to follow him in my life. So if everybody can just close their eyes, because that's the first way that God wants to break through into our life. He wants to break through in relationship. He wants to connect with us. So if anybody is here this morning and they're thinking, you know what, I want to know this God of the breakthrough. I want to know this God that will fight for me. I just ask you to just give a little wave, if that's you this morning. And you can always come and have a chat to me with me, and I will pray with you to receive Jesus into your heart. There may be, I had a sense when I was preparing for this that God wants to break through into our hearts in the same way that God broke through into my heart. Sometimes we can like put barriers up, and I have a feeling that there are people here who need to see a breakthrough in their hearts, in their heart attitude. And we're gonna, I'm gonna ask the ministry team to come out, and if people would like prayer this morning, then somebody will agree with you. And then dealing with old habits and attitudes, things that are stopping breakthrough. I had a picture of cycles of thought cycles going round and round in people's minds, telling them that they were disqualified, that they couldn't do things. If that's you this morning, come and while we're having coffee, come and get prayer with the ministry team. And hear the sound. I'm going to pray for the sound of breakthrough to be released. So, Lord, we just thank you for this morning. And, Lord, I pray, Lord, I thank you that you are the Lord of the breakthrough and that you are breaking through, that you are the Lord of hosts, you are the Lord of heaven's armies, and you are breaking through on our behalf. And, Lord, I pray this morning for, Lord, I pray for our hearts, Lord. Lord, that for our hearts to be opened, to allow you to break through into our hearts and to bring that freedom that we need to see other breakthrough come in our lives. And Lord, I just pray now, I declare that any patterns of cycles of thoughts that the enemy has left in our minds, Lord, we take authority over that now in the name of Jesus. And if there's something that you've been thinking in your life for a long time, and you know, and God has identified this morning that it's against how God wants to see you, then just picture that now and then repent. Lord, we repent from any thoughts that are against how you see us, Lord. Repent just means to turn away from that, to say sorry. So we repent from that. And Lord, we renounce any thoughts, any thing that the enemy has left behind in our lives. Lord, we take authority over that now and we break the power of it in the name of Jesus. And we renounce it in the name of Jesus. We renounce those thoughts that are against you and we release them to you now in Jesus' name. And then, Lord, we just pray that you will come and reveal yourself to us as the Lord of the breakthrough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So if you